Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happier than yesterday. Oh, this is going to be fun. Now, there is a lefty on the mound in Sean Manaea.
Yep.
And I was just going to make things clear. Lefty, yes. On the mound means JD, means Jamai Jones, all the numbers thrown out there, right?
Well, it's the same, right?
All right, so just go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I don't know what the lineup is. I'm just setting it up for the audience that the lineup, they are facing a left-hander, much like they faced a lefty yesterday. I can already tell, Tiki, he is happy about this lineup. I can already just feel it.
Say for one piece, but he can't be helped.
What are you, reading it?
I'm just looking at it. I'm just picking his mind, because I looked at it. So,
oh, you already saw the lineup?
So based on what the lineup is, I think it's fine, except for one moment, which can't be helped.
So I'm going to say that the leadoff hitter is Gleyber Torres.
Do you want me to give the lineup?
Let's have fun with this crap, man.
All right.
You guys are such a bore.
The leadoff hitter is Gleyber Torres.
Nailed it. All right, good. This is fun.
Next, who are you?
I swear to God, by the way, I am not looking at the lineup. I don't want you guys to think I'm playing that.
You don't have to show me all 15 iPads.
Right. Next two are easy, so just go to
So he did not reverse Soto and Judge. We're going Soto and we're going Judge.
Has he done it at all this year?
He has not, T.
Exactly. So go to clean.
All right, yeah. Soto and Judge, by the way, both in the field. That's important. Neither at DH.
I'm going to go clean up. Cleanup is going to be, it's not DJ, Anthony Volpe.
No, you should have got this one. It's Austin Wells catching. When he plays, he's hitting leadoff.
But there's a lefty on the mound.
Cleanup now.
There's a lefty on the mound. I wouldn't have guessed that necessarily.
Okay.
So, I get what you're saying. He's been in cleanup lately, but against the lefty, I'm a little surprised. Okay. Give us the rest of the lineup now.
Anthony Volpe batting fifth. Alex Verdugo batting sixth behind Volpe. JD Davis is back in the lineup, DHing batting seventh. What are we doing? DJ LeMahieu bats eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Oswaldo Cabrera bats ninth. DJ playing first tonight.
Interesting. So no Ben Rice. So think about this for a second. And this is what I'm confused about. JD Davis, who should have been DFA'd at this point. He is 1-for-17 as a Yankee, and his at-bats are actually horrendous. JD Davis in the lineup. Okay?
Yeah.
Ben Rice not in the lineup.
Ben Rice should be in the lineup.
Lou Gehrig. That's Lou Gehrig. Not in the lineup. Even my guy Jamai, who should be in the lineup, he's hitting .310 against lefties.
Well, no, look, they learned their lesson with Jamai. They, you know, that turned into a pumpkin. You're not going to play Narvaez. You're not going to play, obviously, Jamai Jones. In this spot, the only guy you have a problem with is JD in the lineup over Ben Rice. Ultimately, here's my personal belief. Aaron Boone is admitting he was wrong and overthinking the lefty-righty stuff. However...
No, he's not. He's not playing Ben Rice, dude.
He's playing Oswaldo Cabrera. You told me he can't play against lefties.
I understand, but a lot of these guys haven't performed against... And he's not playing Jamai Jones.
And Austin Wells is cleaning up.
Cleaning up. Here's the problem. This is where Boone still wants to stick it and go, but I'm going to tell you I'm right about J.D. Davis. I'm going to slide him down the lineup. I'm still going to insert him, even though that was the biggest disaster that he was in the lineup
last night. He's not going to be right about J.D.
Ben Rice gave you competitive at-bats when he came off the bench. You cannot put an uncompetitive at-bat. Now, that being said, at least he's batting seventh and buried a bit. but it's going to be rough sledding when it's J.D. Davis into D.J. LeMahieu tonight, late in the lineup.
In fairness, Ben Rice's quality at-bats came one against a right-handed pitcher, and that's mm-hmm. when he hit the ball to deep left center field. And his last at-bat against the lefty was a ground ball to second base, when you talk about these competitive at-bats.
No, fine. The point is, though, this is a better lineup. This is not a punt lineup. But
he gave one a ride. Did J.D. Davis put the ball in play?
Yeah, he grounded into a double play in the third.
Exactly. Round. Something else needs to be said when looking at these lineups, though, back-to-back nights ahead of the trade deadline.
Yeah.
For all the talk about D.J. LeMahieu has earned his at-bats and earned this right, we are now seeing on back-to-back nights D.J. LeMahieu hitting a lineup behind J.D. Davis, one way behind and the other right behind. I don't want to hear that DJ LeMahieu's earned at bats when he's running out there behind a guy you're likely to DFA within the next week. Sorry. A couple
of things you should know. J.D. Davis has, it's a small sample size, but good career numbers against Shaul Manaea, 2-for-6 with a home run. I don't know if you guys want to count that, if that matters to you at all.
No, not really.
Okay, I just want to point that out for you. So you're okay with this lineup. Yeah, my issue would be I probably would play Jahmy Jones over J.D. Davis.
Okay, you know
would.
What? If you told me tonight,
the nine just in case he gets on, you have somebody with some speed. I hear you.
That's fine. If that's your swap, no Ben Rice, Jahmy Jones, DHing, and he's at the bottom of the order, I'm good with that. J.D. Davis should not be in the lineup, bar none.
Now, look, if you are Carlos Mendoza, I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert. Shaul Manaea can't face Aaron Judge. That's continuing. Like, you can't face Aaron Judge tonight. I mean, the only way you're facing Aaron Judge is if you're forced to in a spot where, you know, the bases are loaded, you know, a situation like that. But Aaron Judge is still a guy that you cannot let beat you. In fact, his numbers against Shaul Manaea, 6-for-13 with 2 home runs. So I think that even with Austin Wells batting cleanup, which I get you guys prefer over J.D. Davis, it is still the same situation. This is what I was trying to tell you guys earlier. The situation remains the same. You are not letting Aaron Judge beat you. This should not change the philosophy of Carlos Mendoza or anybody on how you're going to treat that spot in the lineup. Because here's the reality. The reality is, Austin Wells against the lefty doesn't scare you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.